Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be all over the world. We are going to be in the Netherlands. The Netherlands! Can you imagine that? The Netherlands, peaceful country, you know, Second World War, allowed, sacrificed themselves to allow France to have a whole day to get ready for the German invasion. Again, this is the history we've been taught. Now, whether that's true or not, who really knows? I'm not diminishing anything that the Dutch have done, but the whole point is that the Netherlands are a peaceful country and they got abused. I'm watching this shit. Today is going to be a fire and brimstone kind of show, so if you can't handle fire and brimstone, find yourself the woo-woo channel or the woozy channel or the whatever channel you want to go watch. Go watch the cartoons. Today we're going to see the real deal, and I want Canadians as a whole to look at the Netherlands, look at Quebec, okay? They are got them under curfew again, you know, playing another mind screw job. Tomorrow, on the 4th of January, Ontario is going to bring in the QR codes and all this bullshit. You know, I was having a talk with my son. I'm going to go back to the Netherlands. And he's more optimistic than I am. I'm very pragmatic about these things, because I've been there before, been there, done that, seen some of this bullshit. It's a rerun for me. So I see the patterns coming on. Anyway, he was pointing out some of the so-called wins that we had, and I said, that's nothing but theater. Okay, we've all been saying that, well, you know, we're walking the stores now, and they're not bothering us with the mask and this, and we think we got a minor win. We ain't got shit. Nothing. Fuck all. Zero, nada, nothing. I'll tell you when we got to win. I'll tell you when we know we got to win. When we stop the propagation and the promotion of these effing vaccines. Then we have a win. Then we are driving the government back in its place. We're putting it back in its place. Since it's out of place, we're going to be putting it back in its place. But until the injections stop, until the forcing of our damaging and destroying our genetic code and our DNA stops, that's when we start winning. When we stop this bullshit about them controlling our money, my money, your money. Not the bank doesn't control your money. The bank is where you store your money, which I think you should be pulling it out. Just leaving in there just enough to cover your expenses and leave the rest out. Because the QR code is going to lead us to a digital mind control, body control, DNA control, civilization, just like they got in China. They can't fart out of the left side of their ass unless the government tells them it's okay to do so. They can walk into the store. It looks so cool. They walk into the store and the thing takes their picture and they grab a bottle of pop. Nobody's running the store. Imagine that. Nobody's running the store. Nobody's got a job. Person walks in, door opens by itself. It sounds so cool. They are controlled. The moment they say anything about the government to the government that the government doesn't like, or a corporation doesn't like, or a bank doesn't like, or another institution of the global regime doesn't like, guess what? Your money is now going to be withheld from you because it's all digitized. Your money can now be hacked that much easier because it's all going to be centralized. Won't take much for it to be hacked. You need to understand this is where this is going. Canadians need to give themselves a hard slap right across the eyes. I've never seen a dumber people in my life, honest to God, never. They are, Canadians as a whole, and I'm speaking as a Canadian, as a whole, are so compliant to bullshit. It's unbelievable how gullible Canadians are to bullshit. They don't know how to think. The very few Canadians that do know how to think, they're in the minority. They're the endangered species of Canada. When the endangered species of Canada has been removed, there'll be no more Canada. Just mental drones that be controlled by like a string on a puppet, by a puppet on a string. It's the honest truth. I got to tell you something. If someone came along here in Canada and offered Canadians the biggest pile of bullshit and made it look pretty, they'd fall for it. Look at our prime minister. He addresses to the nines. He comes out all here in place, and he looks whatever, you know, and he talks in a certain tone. And Canadians fall for this mind control bullshit every time. Every time. They, and you know what? This is the other thing about Canadians. And I can be critical. I am Canadian. I live in Canada. Canadians are the most fucking lazy people on the planet. They want everything done for them. They want their money put in a bank for them so they don't have to go to the bank. They won't have to they'll take the chip so they won't have to have a credit card on them. I mean, anything that the banks can undermine and take away from Canadians, they're okay with it. It's the truth. Like I said, the small element of Canadians that actually have a brain and can see what's going on and understand that this taking away everything to make it more convenient is a trap to make sure that they can control you. Surrender your money to them. Why not? Surrender your paycheck to them. Why not? So they can put it in the bank for you. What's wrong with you getting off your ass and going to the bank yourself? Hell, they got bank machines everywhere you can put your money in. But like I said, you know, and what do most people do that have this kind? They go home, drink a beer, sit in front of the TV. That's the extent of their. they won't miss a minute of their television programming. That's true. And again, some may get mad. And again, this doesn't apply to everybody that's Canadian, for sure. Not everybody Canadian is this stupid. But apparently about 70 to 80% are. Someone said to me, someone wrote me and asked me, said, are they planning, do you think planning the alien invasion? I said, any people that would be gullible enough to believe a government that has always lied to them about a fake pandemic that never existed will fall for an alien invasion scenario, hands down. Canadians will be the first one to say, oh, look, that was aliens. Oh, they come to save us. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It'll be all scripted. They'll film it like they did the moon landing. They'll make it look like it's some kind of special sci-fi, and people will be all around watching this thing. It'll be all televised, and it'll be nothing but theater. Theater. And they'll make it believable. And people say, oh, wow, look, it's on television. It's got to be true. Now, I'm going to play something. This is for Canadians. Okay, I'm getting back to the Netherlands because the Netherlands was effing brutal, boy. I'm telling you. I'm not sure which is more brutal. The psychological damage has been done to Canada and their bullshit that they've done. Or the physical abuse that I saw going. The police in the Netherlands are bringing in German shepherds that was mauling. They let this dog bite this guy. Literally on his wrist, the dog was throwing him all over. I'm wondering if he didn't break his arm and tear ligaments in his arm. This is all to protect the general population? Are you effing kidding me? We're going to protect you by letting my dog chew the shit out of you. The fucking government should be sued on. I hope the guy gets him for $1 billion. And then sues the cop for another million and has that dog shot. That was not a dog. That was a weapon. They weaponized that animal. Again, this man was just protesting. That's all he was doing. And they sicked a dog. And the violent. And we're going to. It's the video's there. And you can play it. I am going to warn you. If you watch that video. If you watch that video. You better have a strong stomach. Because this was what I call extremely violent. To allow this, and then another one. I may as well stay on the Netherlands thing. A guy was protesting, an old guy, and this cop hauled up and struck him hard on the baton. The guy dropped the guy. Those things have lead at the end of them, or some kind of metal. So when they hit you with any kind of force, they're gonna either crack your skull, give you a concussion, or take you out. And the cop didn't need to do this. Guy was older, Shit, the cop must have been in his mid-30s and he just hauled off and hit an old man? Are you effing kidding me there? Yays, this looks good on the government of the Netherlands. Really good. Really effing good. I'm telling you, they are pushing to hit the buttons. And you know what? I am going to say this. If the buttons do finally connect, these governments are going to rue the day that they did what they did. Because the first thing that everyone's going to come after are going to be the politicians. They are going to hang them by their balls or by their tits. That's the only way to put it. Because what they've done, the carnage they've caused, the damage that they have inflicted on people, the deaths that's on their hands. And you know who's behind all this? Really behind all this? These are nothing but the puppets. These are the theater. These are the theater. It's all they are. The puppets behind all this will never get touched. That's what I'm talking, your drug companies. The drug companies had carte blanche to poison you for decades. For decades. When they stood before a congressional committee and the congressional committee told them to make a safe vaccine, they said they couldn't do it. Canadians never read that. They never, you know, they just heard the boogeyman was like, the boogeyman's going to get you. Oh, hurry up, get your shot. Oh, the boogeyman, ooh. He's coming for you. Who quick? Where's the needle? Where's the needle? Ah! That's where it's at. Like I said, the minority of Canadians that still have a functioning brain in their head, functioning body because their genetic code hasn't been damaged. This is a dying species. This is a species that may come to extinction because of what the government has been doing in Canada. Now, I'm going to play something for those of you in Canada, because you need to hear this from the CBC, because that's who you believe. This is your God. This is the God of Canada, CBC. Actually, it's Pfizer, really. That's who their real God is. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. That's who their real gods are. That's who they bow down to. But this is right there. This is the messenger of the gods, CBC. Let me play this for you. Hold on, this is going to be interesting, to say the least. Here we go.
Now to some other seasonal number crunching that's raising eyebrows. Official figures on the flu deaths in Canada. The numbers are often cited as a reason for you to get a flu shot, but just how many Canadians really die as a result of the flu? Our health reporter Kelly Crow takes a look.
As the fall days grow shorter, Canadians brace themselves for the chill of flu season, and with it, the annual predictions of imminent death. 2,000 people, 6,000, 7,000, up to 8,000 Canadians facing death from influenza every year. Just for the record, how many deaths from the flu have been reported so far this year? One.
When's the last time we had 8,000 deaths from the flu?
I don't think anybody knows.
So when the Public Health Agency of Canada puts this fact on their website...
This is a scientific guess. This is not the truth.
Because no one is actually counting deaths from flu.
People may have the misconception that every person who dies from the flu is somehow counted somewhere, and they're not.
Where do those numbers come from?
It's all mathematical models.
In this model, all deaths from heart and lung disease are considered possible flu deaths.
And this could include people who died of a heart attack that had nothing to do with flu. But the feeling is that anybody who died of flu should be captured in there.
They also count the number of deaths officially listed as flu and pneumonia on the death certificate. That gives the range. And by this calculation, the annual death toll from flu could be as low as a few hundred. Yet the experts don't tell us that.
There's about 4,000 deaths due to influenza per year. And in a bad year, that can go up to 6,000 to 8,000 deaths.
So quoting that number is a bit misleading. Well, it's actually a lot misleading. The truth is somewhere in between the high upper limit and the lower limit, and it's somewhere in the middle.
How close to the truth are any of these numbers?
I don't think they're reliable at all.
Dr. Tom Jefferson has reviewed all of the world's research on influenza and concludes that fears of flu are exaggerated.
There's no estimates, no real figures on death from influenza. They don't collect that information. So if they don't collect that information, how do they know there's a threat? And if they don't collect that information, how do they know that the policies will work?
The fact is, influenza has lots of nasty company. The red line is the number of lab tests that found influenza virus over the last year. The blue line is a respiratory virus called RSV. There's also rhinovirus, parainfluenza virus, metapneumovirus, adenovirus, and those are just the viruses they test for. There are more than 200 pathogens that cause the sneezing, sore throat, coughing, winter misery that could be fatal in someone already seriously ill. But influenza is the only virus with its own vaccine. Kelly Crowe, CBC News, Toronto.
So just what are the odds of dying from flu? Even if you use the public health agency's upper limit of 8,000 deaths every year, it's minuscule. When you do the math, it works out to just 0.0002% of Canada's population.
Zero point zero 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 two die from the flu. And I would wager that the people that died from the corona died from medical malpractice, because the numbers would be identical. 0.00002. Everyone is still thinking that this thing has mutated. There is no Omicron. There was no Lambda. There was none of this shit that they told you. And you know why I can say this unequivocally? Because they never, ever isolated the protein or the variant or the genetic of this. Never. The god of Pfizer's, the gods of Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and the pharmaceutical industry, and Cargill, and all the rest of them had decided in their meetings that they were going to make sure that you would continue taking their drugs, continue to be brainwashed, continue to be made to be afraid of something that didn't exist. And then the medium that they used, the messenger that they used, was the CBC in Canada. ABC, NBC, CBS, MNBC, and CNG, whatever the hell they got in the States. The messengers of the gods of America. Television. This is why it only pays to serve and worship the only living God, and the rest of them can go to hell. That's really where you should be going. The real one. The one that made everything. Not listen to a bunch of bullshitters and liars. Profiteers at the expense of your DNA and your genetic code. Profiteers that are profiting against your blood to make adrenochrome so that they can slaughter little babies and have wild sex and kill these children just so they can have their buzz and get off on their blood, and then the real power gets off on the DNA. See, we don't want to look at the ugly shit, do we? In Canada, we don't want to look at anything ugly. Oh, no, it's just not pretty. But life ain't pretty. Life is not pretty. And when you have somebody in your household die because they bought into this bullshit, that ain't pretty either. When you have somebody taking an injection and die within a couple days after taking the injection or a couple months after taking the injection, that ain't pretty either, is it? When you take the injection and you decide to run the risk of infecting somebody because of the contact vaccinosis, that ain't pretty either. When say you got a young woman beside you and all of a sudden she's having a menstrual issue, she's having ovary issues, she's having a uterine issue, she's having a breast issue, she's having whatever issues. Guys are having testicular issues, having penile issues, having prostate issues, having respiratory issues. Spreading these variants that are being created by your very code, your genetic code, which has been programmed to create the variants. There was never anything out here. I've been saying that for 2 years, two effing years. I've been saying that there's been nothing here. And we have to, the biggest thing, now, getting back to the rare species of Canadians that still have a brain cell. The biggest problem we're going to have to deal with isn't going to be Corona, isn't going to be the vaccine policies, isn't going to be the politicians. It's going to be these halfwits, these 80, 70, 80% people who took these injections, who have fell hook, line, and sinker. And when the aliens come in the theatrics that they're going to produce in the make-believe bullshit and the blue beam technology and all the rest of the crap and the red beam, the black light technology, which they're putting out there right now, so that with the black light I can impose into your mind that you're seeing something that isn't there or feeling something that really isn't there. They will be the ones that will turn you over to Caesar, if you will. They'll be the ones that will maul you and have and kill you, maybe out in the street. They'll be the ones that will assault you. So if you do have a brain cell that's functioning, and you do have the capacity to see through the bullshit, be aware this is a hard, hard, hard reality that we're going to deal with. As this agenda keeps projecting forward, unchecked, unbalanced, if we're not seeing the legal people that are supposed to be making some kind of legal challenge to what's going on and nothing's happening, chances are nothing's going to happen, and that too may be theatrics. I am not holding my breath for any lawyer to take any legal action when they are part of this very legal system that's corrupt. Even if they have all the evidence to present to a judge, and the judges have been all bought and paid for by the drug companies and the drug lords that are out there propagating these vaccines or these injections. How far do you think that's going to go? I mean, we can hope, we can pray, we can hope something comes in and creates some kind of intervention on our behalf, but on the same token, you might want to be prepared for the worst. Somebody's saying, well, I don't have anything. I don't know what to do. Learn. Start learning. Start learning how to develop skills if you have to live outside of a city. Think in these terms. Think in these terms. First, shut off the fucking television, because all it's doing is programming you. Okay? It's programming you. It's damaging you. It is not doing you any good. Not doing you any good. Okay, it is not doing you any good. I'm going to play something. Now, this is from an era of time that spawned my generation. This is a good word of putting it, spawned us. You know, a lot of us came out from this era of time, and we were listening to a message that we really didn't understand what we were listening to. You got to remember, we were the guinea pigs that they had engaged in mind control programming and a whole host of other things that that we're dealing with today. We went already through it. We have history. Some of you are going to recognize the song, but you won't recognize the words, but you will recognize the theme, because that theme song was a hypnotic trance they were putting you under at the time they were playing the music. So I'm going to play this for you, because I think it's good that everybody gets to hear this. You can hear how we were screwed over with the programming, and see how it goes. Give me a second. Pause it there for a second. That's the part I'm trying to tell you. That's how the hypnosis began. When they started playing these tunes back in the day, they kept playing this repetitive cyclical tune over and over and over. This opened up our minds, especially if we were smoking a doobie back then, or hashish, or we're on some kind of acid or speed or whatever you're taking at the time, Quaaludes or whatever. Remember those drugs back then? Now they got fentanyl and all kinds of other shit. Well, that's how they engaged us through this form of hypnosis. I'm going to continue on now. I just wanted to step in there and explain that. Okay, I'm going to stop it there because the rest of it is just programming and continuing the cyclical music, and it repeats itself. It's an 8-minute song, but you know the lyrics. I also put in the show tonight the link to the lyrics. It's going to be an eye opener for some of us, especially from that era of time, who really didn't know what the hell we were singing. We just bebopped to the music. We were just being rebellious. We were being hippies. We were being hardcore anti-establishment. That's what we were being, anti-establishment. We thought we were anyway. And we really were just being played. You know, we were just being played. Yeah, we smoked our doobie, toked our pipes, had our bongs, whatever we were doing. You know, some of you are saying, well, you're exposing some of yourself. Most of us did those things back then. Let me read some of the lyrics here because I think you'll be able to read it for yourself. We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet, and the morals that they worship will be gone. That's talking about a system that's going to be wiped out. And the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of all wrong. These are the people that are in charge causing this. They decide and the shotgun sings. They decide and they will enforce it with violence, with force. Shotgun sings the song. The name of that tune is "You Do What We Say, We'll Take Your Ass Out." That's the game that they're telling you here. I tip my hat to the new Constitution. Ain't that what we're bringing in? New World Order? Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. In other words, you know, nothing's just going to continue on doing what he's doing, but with the new changes. Then we'll get on my knees and pray we don't get fooled again. We have been fooled so many times, it's not even funny. Like I've often said, we must be the dumbest species in the universe. This resetting that's been going on this planet has been going on forever. Just in the last century alone, we had 5 resets that I know about. The change, it had to come. We knew it all along. We were liberated from the fold. That's all. And the world looks just the same. And history ain't changed. They're telling you the way it is. Nothing has changed. Bible's correct when it says there's nothing new under the sun. It's all the same shit. Just a different country, different channel, different people. But the methodology keeps on recycling over and over and over. I often wonder how God can put up with it. He must get tired of seeing the rerun. My thinking, anyway. So, I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution. Okay, we're back to that again. I'll move myself and my family aside. Going off grid. Ain't that what we're talking about? If we happen to be left half alive. I'll get all my papers and smile at the sky. Oh, I know that the hypnotized never lie. Well, who are they hypnotized? Oh, I know. There's a pandemic out there. Quick, run, get your drugs. Quick, run. Don't wait. You're going to die. Get your drugs. Get the jab. Ooh, it's a boogeyman. It's coming for you. Get the jab. That's the hypnotized. You know, there's nothing in the streets looks any different to me. And the slogans are replaced by the buy. Same shit over and over. And a partying on the left is now a partying on the right. No difference in the government. No difference at all. It's all the same shit. Right wing, left wing, center to aisle ring. This up, the up ring, down ring. They're all the same. I was watching a movie called Shooters. Somebody sent it to me. And I watched it. I talked about it in the last show where the senator makes a little speech. When the guy says, whose side are you on? The guy says, there's no conservative, there's no Democrat, there's no Republican, no Democrat, no Sunnis, no Shiites. In other words, the party line is just pure bullshit. It's like whoever you think you're voting for or who is being selected It has now fallen to that person to run all the parties. And this show is for our benefit. The haves and the have-nots. You know why the government has anything? Do you know why the government has anything at all? Because we pay taxes to a corrupt system that will go to another country and destroy the country's values or their customs or their traditions in the name of democracy, which really is another name for corporate takeover of the country. That's all that means. Communism is no different. You know, someone says they're communists. It's no different. You go in, you take over a country's resources and their assets and their wealth, and you control the way they do things. Religion is the worst form. Any theocracy that's out there today is the worst form of government. You can be executed just for looking at a priest the wrong way. They can say you're a sinner. They can say you did this, you did that. You know, and then you're executed. And in these situations, you have no rights. You have no privileges. You have no entitlements. When a totalitarian system completely takes over, you have sweet F.A. And it's eroding whatever liberties, civil liberties that we have right now to this day is being eroded in the name of fear, for fuck's sakes. I can't get over it. When I look at Canada, I see Canada dying. I don't see the Canada I saw 20 years ago. People were friendlier, happier. Everyone got together. You could come and go as you liked. You didn't have to worry about a PCR code. Oh, I got a PCR code. That means I can go into a restaurant. Ooh-wee, look at me. I can go to a restaurant. I saw a poster talking about the lunacy of this. The lunacy of this. Where you were able to go wherever you wanted to before without having a code. Now you got to have a passport and a code? Who's the dumb ones here? Who are the sheep here? Who are the ones who are hypnotized? You already have the privilege. You already have that entitlement. And if somebody stops you from going into a shop, unless they have a legitimate reason for not letting you in the shop, they can't declare, if they have a restaurant or a store, that it's a private property. It isn't private property. It is a public domain the moment you open yourself up for business. Unless you specifically specify on your door, by appointment only. Okay, this is something that, like I said, we already have these entitlements to come and go as we like, but we've been surrendering to a bunch of halfwits who really don't know any much more than you do, except they're in a position of power because they are getting money from us to be in power. And the moment everyone starts to think in these terms, you think you're going to have a pension? You think you're going to have something at the end of the rainbow when you get done working your life? You ain't going to have sweet F.A. Nothing. I would be encouraging you all right now to start an enterprise, start a business, start some kind of bartering system, start doing something else other than depending on your job, because you know what? That may not be around. When you hear rumors of an automotive industry going to disappear, when you hear rumors of a major warehouse or major shopping center or mall starting to disappear, you better start thinking we're going to be transitioning from shopping at a store to shopping on Amazon. You are no longer going to be going to a store. You're going to be going to Amazon, eBay, AliExpress, Banggood, whoever the hell's out there. And then you're going to hope like hell that your shit that comes that you're buying will come to you not broken and it will actually work for more than a day. Because all the crap will be coming from China. That's a garbage, that garbage dump that keeps sending garbage over here because it's all we're getting here. Because the men in charge, you know, the men who spurred us on, who sit in judgment of all wrong, they decide and the shotgun sings the song. That's why we don't have a corporation or businesses running in America and Canada like we used to. That's why we are no longer self-sufficient in the Commonwealth anymore. That's why we're reliant, Europe is reliant so heavily on imports. These damn taxes that they've elevated, they basically have priced each country in Europe out of existence, pretty much. This is not a smart game plan, gotta tell you. Really isn't. But this is what is going on today. So you need to open your eyes and see the you know what's really going on. Fake pandemic, a fake vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's an programmable injection that now assaults the genetic code and the DNA that starts putting programming into your system so that further assemblage can occur into the body, altering the body's DNA to create things inside the body, turning a person into a machine, or turning a person into a spare part, or turning a person into a genetic warehouse where they can pull whatever strand of genetic code out of you to create whatever they want. And then on top of that, having a microchip implanted in your brain so you have a neural link. Can you imagine that? A neural link to a computer. To an AI network. This is the life today in 2022. Can you imagine? That even sounds so strange saying that. 2022. I'm surprised we have come this far. I'm surprised we still exist today. It just proves that there is a living God. Because if it wasn't for that, I don't think mankind would be here. This constant recycling, this constant this revolving bullshit over and over and over. And then on top of that, unless you're really digging to find the history of what went on in the previous reset, depending how far back it goes, most have forgotten. Most people don't even remember what was going on in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, the 90s and 2000s, because we got caught up. Some of us remember. I remember a lot of stuff from the 60s and the 70s. Because, again, trauma always leaves memories. And growing up at that time was a traumatic time. Got to tell you, it wasn't fun. Those of us who survived the 60s and the 70s into the 80s, that, I got to tell you, that proves that the hand of God was on people. Because a lot of us should not have survived. I should have been dead at least 3 or 4 times. Just from my environment. So it was not a fun time. So a lot of things that I saw and seen and experienced, you know, when you see a tank coming down your neighborhood, National Guard armed for bear, ready to kill, you know, that leaves an impression on your head. Oh, look, military, and they got guns. Wow, and they're in my neighborhood, you know. So when you see stuff like that, it has it leaves an impression on you. And then when you remember these things in the past, and most of us that come from that era, we didn't have an easy time. Some did. There's always a few that do. But we've seen stuff, and a lot of stuff, you know, if we actually reflect back to those times and we reflect to today, nothing's changed. The only thing that they've done today is they're more efficient, more effective at brainwashing people, seducing people, and derailing people, because now we have a computer that everybody's on all the time. You got a cell phone that everyone's on all the time. You're getting beamed with tower frequencies. We're getting beamed with blue beam frequencies. We're getting beamed with black beam frequencies, red beam frequencies. We're getting hit with harps and bouncing frequencies all over the place, RF, ELFs, EMFs, you know. We're getting hit with music that has hidden frequencies within them to create a psychosis in a person's brain. We're watching television that's just constantly sending blue beam technology into our eyes. So the level of efficiency in getting people to be programmed is more effective, but the methodology is still the same. Using the media to create a medium to conjure up a spirit within you. That's what this is doing. So when we're looking at a lot of the things that we're seeing today and, you know, following this insane world's life, it's amazing. Now, something else, a buddy of mine sent me this today from the UK. And it dates back into another era of time, probably 70s, it looks like. I didn't get the date. I'm going to play this because I got to tell you, it is revealing, very revealing. It too will be, Let me get this started right now. For those of us on the other side, the Atlantic, this woman does have an accent, so just, you know, bear with it. It just allow it to sink in, because the English, we need to teach them how to speak English. I know that and I get that, but this is how they speak, and the message is amazing. So pay attention, and you'll get it. You will get it. Hold on.
Christmas ain't what it used to be. Mm-hmm. Nothing is, unless it's me getting older. Things was cheaper, though. Lot cheaper. You could get 5 cigarettes for tuppence then.
They don't make them in fives anymore, do they?
Well, you never see them.
People smoke more, I suppose.
Yeah. People do seem to be smoking more since the cancer scare. Worry, I suppose. There were none of that then either.
What?
Cancer. It was all TB then.
They could cure that now, could they?
Yeah. I suppose as soon as they can cure cancer, they'll think of something else to worry us with. My Uncle Wilf used to say he reckoned it was the government.
What?
Used to give us all these diseases.
You daft mum.
Well, they put them in our food. That's what he used to say.
No.
You can taste it in the water sometimes.
That's chloride.
Well, there you are.
They put that in to improve the water.
Well, it don't improve the taste. My Uncle Wilf used to say the only time they've got any use for us, the only time the government's got any use for us, is in a war. Rest of the time, he used to say, we're an embarrassment to him. Yeah. He used to say that they only need so many of us to do the things that need doing, and the rest they'd rather be without. So they spray our food, put things in the water to keep us down. Well, they do it to rabbits. He used to grow all his own food.
Everything?
Well, all he could. He only had a window box.
You know what's interesting about that reference? For those of you, I mean, I was laughing. I shouldn't have been laughing, but I was laughing. You know, this was way back. And she said, you know, they put stuff in their food. And she says, and the other one said, are you kidding? He said, well, they did it to rabbits. And it's funny that they used that reference, because in Australia, back at the beginning of the 19th century there, they had a rabbit problem. And what did they do? They collected a couple hundred rabbits or a couple thousand of these rabbits, and they injected them with a lethal injection, which, again, spread a variant to the rest of the rabbits that they came in contact with. Vaccine contact vaccinosis that they did back then to wipe out the general population of rabbits. Imagine that. There was a lot she said there was way ahead of their time. And you know what's interesting? It is all true. All of it. I've been telling you for the last couple of shows, don't ever, ever, ever trust the government. Anytime. Even when they seem to be doing something for you, they are about ready to screw you over some way, somewhere, somehow. If they give you a crumb, they will take a fucking loaf. That's how it is. For those of you who are younger and listen to these programs, you know, and you get the salt of the earth stuff, the salt of the earth is there to import into you the importance of and to impress upon you, never, never let your guard down when it comes to government. They are never on your side. They're always working for the corporations. They'll always work for the corporations and the banks. And all they will ever do to you is pat you on the back, say, give you one of those good old boy speeches, you're a good old boy, blah de da, and you will, you know, you'll get the hint. They'll pat you in the back, make you feel, oh, you're part of something. Oh, you feel like you're part of this, and then before you know it, they've taken stuff from you. They have taken stuff from you, and it's always been that way. Pensioners are losing their pensions. They're losing their benefits. They're losing everything they've been entitled to. They have lost. They're losing things all the time. And it's all because, you know, they trusted the government. No word of a lie. They trusted the government. And as a result of trusting the government, they, after 20 years of doing whatever, they have lost, they're losing their entitlements. I remember back in the day in the 60s and 70s when the auto workers at that time and factory workers were had balls. They had balls. They would stand up and fight. They didn't care if they said they were going to Mexico. They'd say, we'll help you pack. That was the difference back then. We'll help you pack. Go for it. See, they never threatened to go to Mexico back then. See, and so they got everything. And so everything that they got, everything that they ever worked for, the current status today of auto workers are now surrendering everything back. Even the pensioners who had pensions and benefits have lost them. And this is how it works. We'll give you a crumb, but we're going to get that loaf, boy. We'll get that loaf out of you one way or another. And that's the reality. Everything we ever worked for as a society, as a system, as a government, as a province, as a state, as a territory, they are going to get it all back. They're going to take it all away. Because we have too many. We only have a limited species in Canada that has a functioning brain cell. The rest of them have lost their minds and are ready to lose everything that they've ever worked for. And they're glad to give it to them. They're glad to give it to them. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. They would gladly give it to them. You know, we are in a war. There ain't no ways around. Now, I'm going to say one little thing here, too. If you're planning on going off-grid, I was listening to the Canadian Prepper. I was watching. He did a little travel by last summer, and he's saying everywhere he saw, from Ontario to BC, was in a drought. Land was burnt, and the water holes were dry, and, even the sheep and the cows were hunkering down in the grasses, whatever grasses that weren't burnt, because they didn't have enough water. Now, he was saying that the further west he went, the more smoke he saw, and fires were breaking out all over the place, but you couldn't see the breakout because of the smoke. Now, the other interesting thing here is this. Tonight I put something on about black carbon floating in the atmosphere. And I put on there black goo or black carbon, because I never bought into the black goo at all. Ever. I understood it to be a liposome hydrogel technology that the Chinese invented back in 1955, 1956. But the black carbon is in the air. And the black carbon is traveling all over the place, all over the planet. And the interesting thing about the black carbon does reflect a black frequency or a purple and red frequency. Imagine that. Imagine that. And this is falling all over the earth. And the one thing about black carbon, it has a hygroscopic effect on water. In other words, it absorbs water. You think maybe, perhaps, that this was planned? Other thing, too, with the watering holes, I wonder how much of the Canadian government has companies go in and drain these ponds so they could sell the water to the Chinese, since they need so much of our resources. Amazing when you start looking and digging about water being taken out of the Great Lakes by Nestle's. Everybody buys that Nestle shit. But water being taken out from the Great Lakes, they will drain the Great Lakes dry. If they can get away with it, they will drain the Great Lakes dry. They will drain. There's another lake. There's a larger lake than the Great Lakes in Western Canada. I forget where it's at right now. And they will drain that dry. They don't give a shit about us as Canadians. And the 80% that are in state of hypnosis don't give a shit about Canada either. It's up to us. Now, as I was saying earlier, I got links here. Oh, and Quebec. I almost forgot about Quebec. Quebec is playing another head game with the people of Quebec, with these damn curfews and everything else that they're trying to do. And they're talking about, well, we're considering making mandatory, compulsory vaccinations for the people of Quebec. Who the hell gave the government the authority to do that? Who? Last I checked, your body is yours, not theirs. But they're treating Canadians like we're their property. Are you effing kidding me? We will make it compulsory. We should make it compulsory that you step down. Make it compulsory that you get off. Get out of the position of power. This is in Quebec. You know. It's amazing. Oh, and I got a letter from an RCMP. It's on there tonight, too. You may want to read these things. Check these links out. It's important that you check these links out. I get emails all the time, and people are sending me stuff. And they're not bothering me even looking at my shows. It's a little annoying because, again, it takes time for me and my emails because I get so many of them that come in. And so a lot of times they would look at the email, if they would even look at the links on the show. They wouldn't have to listen to it, but look at the links on the show. They would see that we already got them up here. So if you are sending me stuff, I don't mind you sending me stuff. But if you are, before you send me anything, I'd encourage you to go. And if you don't want to listen to the show, that's fine. I don't get offended by that. I get annoyed, though, when you keep sending me stuff that I've already talked about. You know, because now I got to go through another email that I could have just not have to deal with. Again, I don't mind information, but before you send me anything, please look on site. Look on the show. The links are all there. They're highlighted. This way it saves me a little time so I can get done a little quicker because, again, I get overwhelmed. I do have a lot of people also contact me because they have health issues. I still deal with people who have health issues. I wear many hats here. You know, I work with nanotechnology. I work with nanobiology. I'm trying to create nano warfare so I can defend myself against frequencies. You know, all kinds of things that I do. So, again, it can help lighten my load just a wee bit. If you haven't gone to my site before you send me whatever you want to send me, and again, I don't mind you sending me stuff. Just take a second to look to see if I haven't already talked about it. Go back 3 or 4 shows because a lot of times the majority of people that send me stuff is like about a week late or 2 weeks late. So check the links. I mean, you might learn something. You might even find stuff there that you haven't even seen yet. Just a thought. You know, get educated. Have a learning experience. My thought on that. I think I covered everything. Let me see here. Just want to double check. Yeah, I think I got it all. All right. I think I have everything. Let's see, we're right. Oh, yeah, it's good, close enough. All right, as I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. I always tell everybody that the script they're going by is the New Testament, especially the book of Revelation. So you may want to read the Gospels. You may want to read the letters. You may want to read the book of Acts. You may want to read the book of Revelations just so you can see where we're at. Just so we can see where we're at. You know, I was listening to a guy today. He's from Windsor. Somebody sent him to me. Brian sent him to me. And I know the guy. And he was talking about Jesus and how some people are using the Hebrew term Yeshua or Yeshua or whatever. And some are using Jesus. I think, in all honesty, it's not something you need to get hung up on. Jesus was the Greek form of the word Yeshua or Joshua. So I don't think it really matters how you address the king, as long as you address the king. That's how I'm looking at it. So some people get caught up in all this Zionist infiltration bullshit, you know, because that's all this is, Zionist infiltration. It's your faith, okay? I'm not from the land of Israel. I'm actually considered an outsider, a heathen, if you will. But I do have a faith in Christ. I do have a faith in Jesus. So I don't have a problem with someone says Yeshua, whatever, or Jesus. So, and again, I'm saying this because there's a lot of you going to start reading the Gospels, and then you say, well, they're saying this, and they're saying that, and it can be confusing. Don't get confused by it. One is a Hebrew term, another one is a Greek term. I mean, if you look at every language of the world, for instance, in the Middle East, he's called Isu. In France, he's called Jeju, same in Italy. So everyone has their way of addressing Jesus by his name. The most important thing that you should really be looking at is what you read, what you're getting out of what you're reading, and who you're reading about. That's the most important thing. So I wanted to present that because I don't want to get people caught up in the confusion here. You know, wherever you are, that's where you start. Don't get caught up in all this other stuff. Again, a lot of the so-called places of faith or religion have been infiltrated by either Zionists, Masons, or Mormons, or TV evangelicals, whatever, demonics. So they will speak a language that will be sound familiar. They will speak a terminology to make you think that they're so holy and sanctified and Christ orientated, and all they are is bullshit. And I'm going to tell you straight out, that's all they are. Don't fall for that. Just read what you see, read what's there, and go by that to the best of your ability. Alrighty, I also stated in these shows that at the top of the page, you got people there. They're also trying to help everybody come to some solution or answers to their situations in life, whatever they may be. So again, if you can help anybody in that realm up above financially, please do so. If you can't, again, for whatever reason, and again, in these tough times, it can be difficult, especially if you lost your job because you wouldn't get injected and just trying to start a business, do the best you can by sharing the information with your friends. If you ain't got the money, you ain't got the money. Don't get all worked up over it. But share the data. Share the information. Get it out to everybody. You might be amazed who you may help in all of this. You never know. You just never know. Alrighty. As I say always, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.